Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good morning, everyone. I'm back. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. It's snowing outside. It is spring, but it's snowing. Literally, yesterday was, I think, the coldest day in Cleveland in months. And I was out at the polls all day. Oh, yeah, we won. We won our election. So we are now the Democratic candidate for Ohio's 7th District. We beat the opponent 82% to 18%. I think that's significant. So thanks, everybody, that sent me emails, that listened to the show about winning, or to wish me good luck in the primary. I appreciate you. Let's get into some of this Bitcoin news, because this is very interesting. I've been off for a day and the market crashed. See, I think it's just because I was off for a day. That's why the market crashed. Let's just say everything's revolving around me. How's that? Bitcoin's ETF loses ground is the headline. And come on, let's be serious. It's not losing ground. But there were massive amounts of capital flowing out of Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust because their new exchange-traded fund evolved from essentially a closed-ended fund that has been available for years. Basically, people had money in a trust, and now they just want to get access to or exposure to a spot Bitcoin ETF that they can buy and sell and trade at will. And this Grayscale Bitcoin Trust had the largest outflows of any ETF since March of 2009. And that's over $12 billion. So if you're saying, why is Bitcoin going down? Just had the largest outflows of any ETF since March of 2009. So we're still sitting in $60,000+ of Bitcoin. We'll get into the prices in a minute. I think that Bitcoin is holding its own. But why are people doing this? Why are people dumping their trust? Well, maybe it has something to do with the fees. Grayscale has some of the highest fees of all the Bitcoin ETFs. And so the people who are left over hodlers in this trust, they're saying like, hey, you know what? There's a cheaper vehicle, a cheaper way to get exposure to Bitcoin. Let's move over there. Grayscale, and understanding the folly in their ways and how expensive they are, they did file another Bitcoin ETF with lower fees. But while they're doing that and while that's getting approved, VanEck has temporarily eliminated its fees for a Bitcoin ETF. But because of these outflows, remember, this is just downward pressure. So there's outflows, things are being sold and bought. There's still absolutely a lot of inflows for the Bitcoin ETF. So don't worry about this. This is just very temporary. And remember, this is the largest outflows, or largest amount of outflows since 2009. And it's not because people don't want to hodl Bitcoin. It's because they want another investment vehicle that has lower fees, that gives the investors more flexibility. It's not because they're selling and don't believe Bitcoin. Please understand that. Another thing that could be a little bit of downward pressure on Bitcoin is the Fed. The Fed conference is later today. And during this conference, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be announcing whether interest rates will be adjusted, and they will share the committee's outlook on the economy. Investors have been hoping since last year that the Fed will start making good on its forecast to make 325 basis points cuts by the end of 2024. So investors have been hoping that we're going to see 25 bip cut over the course of this year. and let's go down around 75 basis points by the end of the year. But a majority of investors, well, 99% of investors, I think more than the majority, I think that's just all of them, don't think the Fed's going to announce a cut today. And I don't either. I think that honestly, if the Fed cuts, it'd be kind of, why use that tool now when everything is going moon, right? I mean, the stock market is going up. The Bitcoin ETF is doing fine. Unemployment rate is down. Housing isn't looking too good because, you know, mortgage rates are expensive. Housing stock is low, so therefore prices are high. And so if you want to adjust rates, it's because of housing. But besides that, it seems like everything else is looking good. And cutting the rates right now, I know maybe people start to move into housing, but I think what you're going to see is you're going to see more pressure for inflation before you're going to see any housing stock starts to flip faster and more people start to move into houses. So I don't think they're going to cut rates, and I don't think they're going to cut rates at all. And if they did, it was only maybe 25 basis points this year. This is what I'm thinking. What do you think, Matt, at dailycryptonews.net? And if you are FUDding because number go down, remember, please look at our Substack. I posted an article there about all of the ebbs and flows of the Bitcoin market over the past, let's say, decade, all the different bull runs. And you'll see that this is not uncommon. And meanwhile, people are a little scared right now because number went down a little bit. The world's largest pension fund in Japan, it's about $1.43 trillion. They're looking to add Bitcoin to the portfolio. So interesting, everybody's FUDding, everybody's a little nervous about the markets, and this pension fund is going to think about allocating part of its $1.43 trillion pension fund into Bitcoin? Seems like some people are overreacting. I hope you're BTFDing. And now it's not only Bitcoin that we should be bullish about, because investment giant BlackRock has filed documents with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, on Thursday, to launch its tokenized asset fund. The total size of this fund was not disclosed. The BlackRock USD International Digital Liquidity Fund will act as a pooled investment fund. The minimum for an investor is about $100,000. The news of this fund comes amid hopes that a spot Ethereum ETF may be approved, and the deadline for that approval is in May. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink said, "I see value in having an Ethereum ETF. As I said, these are just stepping stones toward tokenization." If you guys have been around for a while, and we're talking years because I can't believe this already happened a couple years ago, but Three Arrows Capital, they went bankrupt. They were a crypto hedge fund. And yeah, it was a big deal. People lost billions of dollars. Well, the co-founder Kyle Davies was on the Unchained podcast with Laura Shin. And she asked, "Are you sorry that the company went bankrupt?" And he said, "Am I sorry for the company going bankrupt? No. Like, companies go bankrupt. Almost every company goes bankrupt, right?" Well, I don't know about every company. I guess eventually, right? Eventually, if you give it a long enough time horizon, every company's going to fail or get bought or just close down. Kyle continued to say, "It's how you build or what you do about it. We're definitely trying our best. We can add value in various ways. At a minimum, we can even tell the next Three Arrows Capital to do things better when they go bankrupt." Suju, the other co-founder of Three Arrows Capital, was arrested in Singapore airport in September of 2023 for allegedly failing to help liquidate Three Arrows Capital and sentenced to 4 months in prison.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Drew was released in early December on good behavior. Davies, who renounced his U.S. citizenship to acquire Singapore citizenship, has not returned to Singapore because he faces the same penalty of 4 months in jail. And so apparently he's bouncing around Europe, People are saying that he's in Portugal. Who knows? Long story short is Kyle, he renounces U.S. citizenship, maybe not to get extradited, maybe to save in taxes. Here's my opinion on this, is companies do go bankrupt. And you can't be afraid of opening a company and it going bankrupt. Also, if you are an investor or using the product of a company that goes bankrupt, it sucks. But sometimes companies just go bankrupt. For me, I don't know enough about Suju and Kyle Davies to make a determination here. I don't know anything. To be honest with you, I don't know much about this case. But I will say that there are companies that went bankrupt in the crypto space that didn't have bad intentions, weren't trying to use customer funds or didn't use customer funds, were just trying to make a business model. And because of FTX, they were leveraged with FTX, and FTX had investments, and you know, they're just tied into that whole ecosystem. And of course, Celsius as well. Everybody started to, you know, domino effect collapse. And so there was an issue there. But it doesn't mean, like, for example, I think BlockFi, from what I know and what I remember, BlockFi didn't have bad intentions. They weren't using customer funds. They were exposed to companies that fell, and that just brought them down, right? And so did Gemini Earn. Gemini Earn was the same thing. And I don't think the Winklevi, they have bad intentions. They were just leveraged and exposed to companies that were doing shady shit, right? And so I wouldn't blame them for their companies failing in those instances. At least I don't think so. Maybe they made stupid moves, but who would have known, right? Who would have known? Sam Bankman-Fried was the poster boy for crypto for a long time, until he wasn't. And so I don't know enough about this. However, I will say it's all about intent. Were they capable of doing the job? Were they trying to do the good job? Were they trying to practice the utmost care and fiduciary duty to its clients and its company? And if it's proven otherwise, then yeah, they should be in jail. And honestly, if they have millions of dollars because of this, by paying themselves a fee for managing these funds, then they shouldn't have that money. What do you think about companies going bankrupt, and what responsibility do you think that the owners or founders have on that? And do you think they should keep their payouts? For example, if they made millions of dollars off a company that went bankrupt and lost a lot of people money, should they have that money? And if they do keep that money, should it be based off of, should it be based off their work? Should it be based off of, should it be based off their diligence to run a proper company, and it just fails because things didn't work out? What do you think? Matt at dailycryptonews.net. And finally, dog with hat. Well, it's a meme, and it's the meme that inspired one of the Solana meme coins, Dog with Hat, or WIF, W-I-F is the ticker. Will this original meme on Ethereum NFT, will this original Dog with Hat NFT meme sold for $4.3 million on Monday? That amount is the most expensive NFT ever sold. Now, let's see those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Fear greed's at 74. Why? Because people are getting a little more fearful because number go down instead of opening up the checkbook and aping into some Bitcoin. Bitcoin's sitting at $64,042. It's up 2.2% in 24, down 12% in 7. But you guys do remember that it was up to $73,000, right? This is discounted Bitcoin. Ethereum's at $3,350, up 3.7% in 24, down 16% in 7. You remember that Ethereum was around $4,000. Teller number 3, Binance, is at $528, up 3.5% in 24, down 10.2% in 7. And Solana is at 174. It's down 2% in 24. Still up 15% in 7. But you remember Solana was well over $200. I'm saying this because this is the dips that you want. And if you already know that it already hit all-time highs and it pops back down and you're not stacking some sats or buying some Solana and then just selling it at its previous all-time high, what are you doing? 15% returns is like what you would get over the year of a good year of the S&P 500, or on average the S&P 500, right? If you buy some government bonds, we're talking about 4-5%. If you have your money in the bank right now, you're talking about 5% over the year. But now you're not going to buy something that you think could go back to its previous all-time high, which is 15% gains in the next couple months? I don't know what people do with this. This is obviously not financial advice. It's just, this is the pattern that you see. And this is why I call. And I'm going to say that I've been absolutely nailing these calls. Paul sent me a text the other day and called me the crypto whisperer, because I'm nailing these calls because I've been watching these markets pretty much daily for the past 7 years. And you see what's going to happen. This is going to go up like tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow, but it will go up. And everybody's going to be sitting here wishing that they bought the dip, because they remember, here's the psychological thing, is that they remember the $90 Solana. They remember the $400 BNB. They remember the $2,500 Ethereum. They remember the $43,000 Bitcoin. And so since it's not there, this is now too high, even though it just had a massive pullback. And 12, 15, 20, 30% gains in the next couple months is a possibility, but people don't do that. They FOMO at $75,000 Bitcoin or $80,000 Bitcoin and say, is now the right time to buy? Come on. Right off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Cardano, Avalanche, and Doge. The total market cap is $2.41 trillion. It's up almost 2%. We have a Bitcoin dominance of 52.1 and an ETH dominance of 16.6. That was our show today. That was my rant today. Obviously, none of this is financial advice. Do not take advice of a random podcaster that is just talking about Bitcoin and markets and so on and so forth and technology. This is not financial advice, but it's just what I see. I'm just calling what I see. I'm not giving advice. Anyway, subscribe to our Substack. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.